Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Pieces of a Happy Life Audio Summit, where we want to equip you with some tools and strategies that you can plug in now to live a happier, more fulfilling life. We are joined today by Michelle Casto, who is a life coach and author. Her latest book is The Destiny Discovery, Find Your Soul's Path to Success. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Michelle.
Thank you. It's always fun for me to talk about my favorite topic, which is purpose and living a life of destiny. So I'm excited about our conversation.
Since we are exploring the topic of happiness during this audio summit, and it's different for everyone, I have to ask, what does living a happy life mean to you?
There's a quote that says, only in acceptance can there be happiness. And acceptance is one of those energies that a lot of people don't get to enjoy because we walk around resisting. We resist what is, or we say it shouldn't be that way, or the image in our head doesn't match up with our reality. And boy, do I resonate with that and totally understand it because I have been there and I have done that. What I found is, and I actually created a program around it called Journey to Acceptance, was that acceptance is such a critical energy that when we're in acceptance and we accept what is, there's great happiness and contentment. So my definition is accept where I am, what I've created. I'm happy about it because I chose it, and I always know that there's something more for me that I would probably choose to create that's even in greater resonance. But the more that I find myself in acceptance, the easier that it is for me to go and consciously create even more and greater things.
How can people, if they don't find themselves in this place and acceptance is maybe something new that they haven't really thought about, how can they get to that place of acceptance?
Well, they can ask themselves, like, what acceptance can I be here? You know, what about this is right that I'm not getting? They can go in question mode. What I found is that the more self-coaching and questions that we allow ourselves to practice, the greater of choice we have available to us. It's when we go into conclusion, judgment, and decision, well, this will never change, or this isn't working, or I don't like this, that we move further away from the energy of acceptance. So one thing is just to stop yourself and ask yourself a question. What can I see that is working here? You know, what is right about this? What is right about me that I'm not getting? And that actually opens up new possibility. The other thing, it's a simple practice, and probably others have shared it, but it bears repeating, and that is to practice having a gratitude or appreciation journal. So in the morning or in the evening or both times, if you want, you wake up and you say, what can I be grateful for today? What can I appreciate? And if you want to take it further, you can write something down in a journal or keep a blessing list. And those things help us to bring us back into what there is to be focused on that is working and that is right in our world. It really helps.
Absolutely. You believe that purpose is related to happiness and prosperity.
Yes.
First of all, for those who don't know or aren't sure how to figure out what their purpose is, do you have any tools or strategies for them?
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of clues along each of our life paths. And so the first thing that people can do is start to look at some of the clues. And it's almost like if you were looking at a tapestry, there's one or two or three threads that continuously come back around. So teaching or helping people or being in front of people speaking or serving others in some way. The things that you've done that have felt good to you. And I often have people look in their past work history and look at the times when you were happy and fulfilled and felt like you were really making a contribution and it felt fulfilling to you. These may or may not be times where you were actually paid money. Maybe it was a volunteer time or sometime way back early in your career, or even when you were in high school, something that you did that really felt good to you. Those are all signs and clues. And I would say the purpose is tied into destiny because, you know, our main purpose here in life, as the way I see it, and Aristotle, the ancient Greek philosopher, said this too, that purpose and happiness is the whole aim and reason for existence. And it's through finding what makes us happy that we find our purpose. Because what if our purpose in life is to find the happiness and fulfillment that we seek, and is to create our lives in a way that really works and resonates for us? And I do believe that we all do have a bigger purpose, or that thing that, you know, you typically think about, like, what I'm here to do. That's true, and I do work with people on that. And even more basic and more simple is, like, well, what makes you happy and what brings you alive? Therein lies your purpose.
Mm. For people who find themselves, you know, in the day-to-day, they feel trapped, they feel stuck, they feel like, this is just it. This is my life. I don't have any other options. That's, you know, for those people who feel like there's just no way to change what's going on, how can they take a step back and kind of hone in on what their purpose might be and how to get unstuck?
Yeah, it's great. So many people live in their own mind-created prisons. They believe and they come to the conclusion that there nothing can change. And that really is the greatest regret of all, because we have been given free will and choice. We can make any choice and make any change that we want. In fact, choices, changes, and challenges are what I call in the book, The Destiny Discovery, stepping stones to destiny. It's through making those choices and making those changes that we are led in the direction of our destiny. So the first thing that I would offer people is, again, going back to staying in the question. Well, you start by saying, well, what else is possible? I know I don't want this, but I don't really know what else I want, but what else is possible? So start there. And then also realize that beliefs, the word belief has the word lie in it. So many of the beliefs that you're buying into are nothing more than lies and illusions and limitations that you're buying into that are just holding you in prison. So you can realize that nothing can change. If you really think about it, is it true that nothing can change? Most people say, well, no, it's not really true, or maybe it seems true. But if you cannot absolutely know if something is true, then it's possible that something else is just as true as that. So you start to see that things that you think that can't change really are just a thought pattern that you've had. And, you know, any good coach will tell you that the first place to look in your vocabulary and in your thinking is what you think you can't do. And to look at those things that you think you can't do and realize that you actually can, and it's really a choice to or not. So you have to choose to think that I can, and then you go and you create it. Sounds simple, but it helps when you have a mentor in the process. But that's a basic starting place.
Oh, absolutely. It helps to have somebody who can kind of pull it out of you and open you up to new possibilities, whereas it might be things that, you know, just never would have come into your mind or you would never have even considered. And so that, you know, that's a huge plus when you have somebody who's working with you.
Exactly.
What are some of the things that might block a person from living their true purpose in life?
There's a couple things. One is what I've seen in my practice over 15 years of doing this work with people from all over the planet is that people are chasing opportunity instead of creating on purpose. So in other words, they might look at something, you know, that's selling like hotcakes, or the next great thing, or this career is going to take off, or this business is going to make you a lot of money. And they don't take the time to really align their pursuit with their purpose. And so they go off running in a million different directions, looking in the wrong place. And they won't find themselves there because that's not the path that's meant for them. And so they get burnt out really quickly. The second thing is that often people are afraid of making the life changes that might be being called for in order to align with your purpose. So you may have to let go of a job or relationship or lifestyle that you feel very comfortable in, that's not fulfilling to you, in order to step out into your purpose. And that's what I help my clients with the most, is really getting clear on what their purpose is and stop chasing their tail. And then secondly, making the changes with more ease and grace and letting go of what you've outgrown to step into your purpose. That's what I help my clients with, and that's what I notice as well.
Well, yeah, and it's so easy when you're comfortable with whatever it is, your current circumstances with a relationship or a job, and you know it, and, you know, it doesn't scare you, and that's just where you're at to think, oh, my goodness, if, you know, can I really let go of that? Is that going to be, you know, am I going to be mad in the future that I did that and see that as a mistake? You know, and I guess that's just all part of growing and living. But I also think that by, you know, if you see things that are no longer serving you and that are not giving you happiness or helping you to pursue your purpose, that by letting go of that, it's just going to open up so many doors and windows that you would not have even, you know, had any idea were out there.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes a brave soul. It takes a really brave soul. And being comfortable with uncomfortability and stepping into the unknown. And those that have done it, like yourself and people that you're interviewing, myself included, and many of our clients, those that have done it, they go on to live amazing, fulfilling lives that do fill them with the meaning and happiness that they're looking for. And it's almost sort of like the price to pay. You know, it's a little bit of a, you know, price for admission. And, you know, look at it that way, because it makes it more like a game. You know, it's like, you know, what kind of game do I want to be playing here? Do I want to play, you know, safe, mediocrity, you know, go with the flow, the mainstream, which is pretty much going nowhere interesting? Do I want to step out and find out what I'm really made of and go and have what I really want from life? And you'll feel so much better when, you know, so many times when we make those changes that scare us, when we finally make them and we leave that job or let go of that relationship, like, oh, my God, I feel so much better. Why didn't I do that, like, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
So it often is so obvious looking back, like, oh, yeah, that should have been easy. But in the moment of the choice and the fact that you have a choice, always choose what feels good for you. And do not be afraid of letting go of what feels not good or not resonant any longer. And realize, here's one thing I like to tell people too, because this helps. Because we often go into judgment about ourselves and we think, oh, well, I shouldn't want that, or, you know, it's wrong to want to leave this relationship or something. But here's the truth. You have to follow your heart, because your heart is your inner guidance system. And when you follow your heart, everybody wins. Because if your heart's not in something, then the person that you're with doesn't benefit, you don't benefit, nobody around you benefits. You know, if it's a job that you're talking about, you know, we only contribute and benefit when we are following our heart. So give yourself permission that you deserve that kind of life, and because that's where the happiness is.
Absolutely. Well, and here's another question, and I've met many people, I've, you know, close to many people who, I come from a place where you're never stuck. If you're alive, you have options, and you should be pursuing what makes you happy, and you should be pursuing what makes you feel good, and a life you can enjoy. And then there are those people who think, well, this is all I have, this is all I can do, this is the, you know, the life I was dealt. They don't even see that there are options out there, or that they can get up off their rear ends and make things happen, you know. And, you know, are those people, I mean, I don't want to say they don't have any hope. They, of course, have hope, but, like, how would you get through to those people to be like, hey, you are not stuck, you know, you have options, and how would you help them to kind of open their eyes to that?
Yeah, you know, it's A Course in Miracles that I've studied for years teaches that all we need is a little willingness. Like, you don't have to believe that, like, oh, my life's going to be amazing. You know, like, some of these people that are super, like, overly optimistic, I'm kind of like, they need a reality check too. You know, because there's a middle ground here. There is, you know, recreating our reality, and then there's just fantasy land. But here's what I know that is true. You just need a little willingness to believe that it's possible. If you just have a little willingness, miracles and shifts and transformations can happen. The people that are not willing to even have a little bit of an open mind to something different, those are the ones that are truly in a prison. I mean, they may as well just open the door and throw away the key, because the Course teaches that people would almost rather die than change their beliefs. But here's the deal. Your beliefs are creating your reality. So if you're not willing to change a thought, you've created your own hell on earth. And you have the key to create something different. and it could be a much more pleasant, amazing experience. And you just have to be willing. And like I said, it doesn't have to be like over the top. It's just like, you know, I'm willing to have something different in my life. And what comes up for people, and this is where the energy alignment or working with a coach is so powerful, you need someone to help you get past the resistance and the resignation that you may be buying into and recalibrate your energy to something higher, because your beliefs are creating emotions in your body, and from your emotions, you're making decisions. I call it, we make a bed, you know, and a lot of us are making beds that we don't even want to lie in. The beds are created from the beliefs, emotions, and decisions that we're consistently making that show up in our reality. So we have to have someone help us see where we're holding ourselves back, and even where we have a belief that we don't even know. Like, I was working with a client recently. I'll give you a great example of how these subconscious beliefs pop in. We were talking about, she's in a relationship. She's really not fulfilled. She made the choice to be with someone, you know, years ago when she was someone different, but she's grown a lot. But in her mind, and this is a collective conscious belief too, she had it that when she leaves the relationship, she has to lose everything. Now get this, if you either consciously or subconsciously are believing that, then you're not going to want to leave that relationship because you've made it associated with that you're going to lose everything. The moment that that surfaced up for her in our coaching discussion, we were able to check that out and replace it and upgrade her belief and her mindset to something more empowering. Like, I grow and change through relationships, and my new definition of relationship is, it's successful as long as everybody's growing.
Mm.
And that just little tweak in thought pattern opened up a whole new vista for her.
Mm, I love that. Many people feel like they are chasing after happiness. How does this keep them from actually reaching their goal of feeling happy?
Oh, yes, the chase. This is awesome. This is what I see with purpose, too. A lot of times people are chasing their purpose. Like I said, they're chasing opportunities. Like, they're running after things. And like, if you're running after a butterfly or a bird or a dog or a cat, most of the time they're going to like elude you. But the moment you kind of sort of sit still and allow things to come to you, things can find their way back. We get into chase mode out of a fear of lack and desperation. We fear like we're not going to have it, so we have to chase it. What becomes more empowering and through energy healing and mindset work is we start to realize that I am valuable. What I desire has value. I deserve to have the happiness and fulfillment that I want. I'm going to stand strong in who I am, and I'm going to become a magnet to my desires and a magnet to things that I want. And that is a difference in energetic destiny. So the chase is tied into our minds, and our minds are always seeking, but we have to understand that the mind doesn't really want to find. So the mind will always keep you seeking another class, another book, another whatever, but it never wants to find. And the heart and the spirit and soul is what you need to find and what you need to get connected with, because then you start to get into your personal power.
And does this go along with those people who say, oh, you know, once I get married, I'll be happy. Once I get that new job, I'll be happy. Once I make more money, I'll be happy. Once we start a family, I'll be happy.
Yes,
and
the elusive, once
that.
I do this. Yeah, it's a trick of the mind. And, you know, and this is what marketing and advertising, you know, plays upon. It's like, you know, wear this perfume or take this vacation or do whatever, and you'll find happiness. And so it's like a carrot that's always in front of us, like dangling in front. We go chasing after, but it's always just right outside our grasp. And the other thing is that people often put happiness in the future, and that's the same kind of concept. So it's like, when I do X, then I'll be happy. Well, that's always in the future. We have to choose happiness now, and it goes back to choosing acceptance for what is. And Carl Jung said something about the ironic thing is that when he accepts himself, then everything can change. So when we get back to that acceptance and just being where we are and going, okay, I don't totally adore and love this exact moment, but I'm going to choose to be happy with what I created. I'm going to accept it. And I'm going to be excited and open to see what else possible. That is the energy in the space that you want to be in, and that puts you on a path for more consciously creating the things that you do truly desire.
In your experience, what are some of the key things that hold people back from happiness?
Resistance is one. Resistance and resignation. Resistance is like basically resisting the change or the call that you're aware of, but you just are afraid of it. And resistance looks a lot of different ways to different people, but it usually shows up in a specific way. Like, it might show up in a body thing. Like, you know, I had a client that used to get allergic reactions. You know, she went to take a go to the next level in life. It's like resistance. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I had my own resistance when I, you know, one of my stories I tell in my book is like when I was living on the island and I had to move to the big city. You know, it's like there was resistance. Even the best of us have resistance. So we have to work through that. And again, the fastest way to get through that is a mentor or a coach, because they can see what you can't see, and they have modalities and energy techniques that can move you through that stuff quicker. And then resignation. Resignation is like when you've just given up and you're just like, it's never going to change. I've tried everything. I might as well just give up. And so that's the person that you were talking about earlier that feels like there's no hope or there's no, you know, possibility of anything changing. But really, that's just a victim consciousness. Victim consciousness is, you know, that life happens to me. And victors realize that I choose what happens to me. And that's where an interesting difference happens within a person's transformation when they move from victim to victor consciousness.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk just a little bit about destiny. First of all, how would you define destiny?
Destiny is like that innate desire and knowing that we were built for something great and built for more. And it's also encoded within us. Like, we come in with a blueprint for what's possible, and it's also separated. So it's not one or the other. It's not like it's all my free will and I have 100% choice. And it's not like it's fate and I have certain things that are going to happen and it was written in some book in the sky. It is actually a co-created way of living your life on purpose.
Does everyone have a destiny? And if so, how do they begin to discover theirs?
Great question. Everyone does have a destiny. Everyone on the planet. Sometimes it seems like a big concept and we think it's only for religious figures or famous people or actors or whatever. But the reality is, as I see it, is that every one of us has a destiny that is ours to fulfill. Now, the difference is not everybody is willing to do the inner work that is required to live that destiny. And when I say inner work, I'm talking about what we've been talking about the whole time here, the personal transformation to get past the limitations and the resignation, the resistance, to step into a life of purpose. And that's what it takes. It takes being brave and having the courage to step out of your comfort zone, because all the interesting things happen outside of the comfort zone. That's what it takes.
Well, tell us just a little bit about your book, The Destiny Discovery, Find Your Soul's Path to Success. What type of journey does it take the reader on?
That's great. It's really, people that have read it have shared with me that it feels like I'm right there with them, talking with them and sharing with them throughout the book. And I really did put a very strong energy of me in the book. And I do take them on a journey. And it really is a journey that covers two key areas. One is that we are all on a soul's journey and we're here to learn lessons and we're here to awaken and we're here to transform ourselves. That's the first half of the book. And then the second half of the book is the six stages that I have found that people go through consistently when they're discovering their purpose and destiny in life. And that starts with the most important stage, which is awakening. Because if you never awaken, then you really never go on your destiny discovery. You actually stay asleep in your life and you just pretty much go through the motions and live and die, not knowing anything different. But if you've had an awakening, and usually they come in a not so happy package, or at least it looked like it. So it's a breakup, it's an accident, it's an illness, it's a challenge, and you think, oh my God, I don't want to be dealing with this. But actually, it's the thing that is shaking you from your complacency, so you'll wake up the else that you're meant to be doing. And basically, the second half of the book takes them through each of those stages and what they can expect so that they can successfully navigate each of those stages much quicker.
Gotcha. Well, one last question before we wrap things up. If you could give our listeners one strategy or piece of advice that they can use right now in order to start living a happier life, what would that be?
I would invite them to look at the place in their life that's not really working for them or that's causing them the most frustration and ask them to ask themselves this question. If there were a higher purpose for this happening, what would it be? And that will help get them into the acceptance energy of what's happening and will also help them to gain insight and wisdom that's beyond their limited human mind that can really help open a new door for them.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Michelle has been kind enough to give you access to the Are You Rocking Your Destiny assessment and a 20-minute coaching session. You can get the link for this as well as check out more information about Michelle at projecthappypeople.com/Michelle Casto. There is also a link to her page in the email you received with today's interview. Thank you so much for joining us today, and be sure to join us tomorrow for more tools and strategies to living a happier, more fulfilling life.